here's a story from The World.
Albert Einstein, Enrico Fermi, Robert Oppenheimer. Chances are you know the names of these famous physicists. Today, a new U.S. postage stamp has been issued honoring one of their peers who is often overlooked. Xian Sheng Wu was a groundbreaking Chinese-American scientist known by many as the First Lady of Physics. Joining us now to talk about her life is Wu's granddaughter, Jada Yuan. She's also a journalist at The Washington Post. What does it feel like for you today, Jada, to see your grandmother's likeness on a new stamp?
We had a virtual ceremony that the post office put together that my father, Vincent Yuan, and myself and some of my grandmother's old students participated in. And it was just, it's just been really great just hearing well wishes from everyone, and that some of my friends watched it and cried. A lot of them have felt, I think, very uplifted about this story of a woman with great accomplishments being recognized after the fact for some of the accomplishments she didn't get recognized for in her lifetime.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, your grandmother helped develop a fundamental law of physics. She made key contributions to the Manhattan Project. Many say she was unfairly overlooked for the Nobel Prize because of her gender. When you were growing up, did you know how important she was in the scientific community?
Not at all. She was really modest, and she didn't talk about her scientific life that much to me. And I didn't know she was famous really until her funeral, when I showed up and there were a bunch of cameras from Chinese television stations. And I've had a lot of time to reflect over the past 3 months or so that since we found out that the stamp was really going to happen, about how my grandmother influenced me. And I think that a lot of it was just being around someone who just had no doubt in her abilities and no doubt in the idea that women and girls had the same abilities as men should have, but they were simply not given the same opportunities.
What can you tell us about her childhood and how she came to work as a scientist in the U.S.?
She was born in 1912 in a river town outside of Shanghai. And her father, who she was incredibly reverent of, founded a school and then invited families to send girls to school, which was really not done at the time. It only went up to elementary school. And then at age 11, she had to move on to a boarding school 50 miles from her family. And then she had to go to university. And so she was away from her family, basically, since she was 11. And then finally, she went to the U.S. when she was 24. And pretty soon afterwards, war broke out between the Chinese and Japanese, and then World War II broke out, and then the Cultural Revolution happened in China, and it was just impossible for her to come back. Her parents died, and she never saw them again after she left. So just to think of that kind of perseverance in search of an education, in search of knowledge, and wanting to contribute to our understanding of the universe, I think it's pretty profound.
In the lead up to today, people have been sharing how Wu inspired them to get into science and memories of her. Do you have any memories of your grandmother that are coming to mind today?
She and my grandfather had these two yellow corduroy armchairs that they used to sit in by their window. And they had a nice Columbia University apartment that looked out over Barnard College, which was next door. And we would just sit there and we would watch the girls' basketball team through the window. And she was always just really proud of their athletic achievements. And that was something that my dad was talking to me about, was that she really admired achievement in every field, and especially like women achieving in fields where it was really difficult. She had this quiet respect for integrity and for hard work and determination. And that's what I remember the most.
Jada Yuan is a political feature writer for the Washington Post Style section. She also happens to be the granddaughter of groundbreaking nuclear physicist Xian Sheng Wu, who was honored today with a new U.S. Forever stamp. Jada, thanks for telling us about your grandmother.
Thank you so much for having me.